Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You, a podcast where we talk about everything that goes on with Power Rangers, including fan streams, toy leaks, and just, you know, everything that goes on in the Morphin Grid. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and with me, as always, is...
It's Kevin, and today I'm going to crush my fitness goals.
yeah, you are. Before we get started, like we do every week, we want to take a moment to encourage our listeners to find a way that you can be a hero out there in the world. You know, in the past, we've highlighted things like the Black Lives Matter movement, which is still ongoing and still needs support, the ongoing crisis in the Ukraine, and just the, like, constant attacks in the U.S. on reproductive rights and against queer people and trans people overall. You know, just find a way that you can help, whether that's donating time or money, you know, joining streams that, like, generate revenue for nonprofits, you know, or even just beginning by, like, the steps of, by educating yourself. Learn more about these topics. Find a way that you can help. Be a hero in your own way. Let's make this world a better place. So with that said, we'll kind of dive into our first topic, which will kind of, I think, steamroll into kind of the next couple. But Hasbro has announced that Hasbro Pulse will be having a fan stream for Power Rangers, which will revolve around the 30th anniversary. And this will occur on Tuesday, January 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern time. So they kind of, you know, they said they would have toy announcements, they would have other things. We kind of know what might be getting announced because it'll be the thing we discuss next, because it'll likely be some of the leaks. You know, yes. I'm sure we'll find out the Tengas. I'm sure we'll find out about that Phantom Ranger that we saw. I feel like we kind of know what's coming from this. Is there anything, though, Kevin, that you can think of that you would maybe want to see from this that we haven't heard about yet?
I mean, I feel like they'll reveal more details about the 30th anniversary special. We'll probably get another Cosmic Fury suit reveal, so that'll be fun.
And the artist that drew the concept art of the suits has already kind of teased that we will probably be seeing one of them.
She that makes sense.
Did like a subtle little like wink and nudge kind of thing by retweeting it. So yeah, I think we'll definitely get one of the suits.
Oh yeah, for sure. But, I mean, I think I'm going in with my expectations tempered, and, you know, we might get some crazy stuff, we might not. I'm just going to turn it on and watch it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, same here. Like, I'm not going in with, like, some, like, skyrocketed expectations. I'm betting we'll get an update on production for, like, the anniversary special. I don't know that we will get the dates for it, because I feel like we're maybe still a little bit out from that. I'm sure we'll get some kind of production update for that. Like you said, a Cosmic Fury suit. I'm positive we'll also get like more details probably about the remastered line in the Lightning Collection, since that is kind of 30th anniversary kind of tailored.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, I mean, I'm sure we'll get all the ones that we've seen leaked in that, and then that's fine. I'm happy with that. Get more kind of details on them, get more looks at the figures themselves, I'm sure. But other than that, not really expecting anything revolutionary. But to go into, speaking of leaks and things that will likely get revealed in this live stream, this week we had two Lightning Collection leaks that are one is kind of expected, but one was definitely unexpected in a way. First of which is Lost Galaxy Yellow has been revealed and leaked by GameStop Ireland. One of our friends, Matt, was one of the first to actually post about it and post all the image from it. And also this week, someone in Singapore, you know, at Jay or Shan, found the Dino Thunder Mesogog figure, and we've gotten a whole ton of pictures of the entire box of it, of the figure out of the packaging. We've got a ton of things. But Kevin, what did you think of these figures when you saw them?
So I know that, like, these figures got a little bit leaked, I think, in some, like, hints and stuff a few weeks ago. But, I mean, I think they both look really good. The Yellow Ranger figure, as always, the female figures are knocked out of the park. I think they always look really good. I like them a lot. The Mesogog looks really good, too, with how they have done the robe is, like, a plasticky that's soft, so you can kind of maneuver it around. And the fact that you have jaw articulation, which I thought was really cool. I think they both look like really good figures. I think they're both going to do a lot of good things for the fans. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm excited to see where it goes from there.
Yeah, same. I think they both look really good. The Messagog figure, I think, is the more exciting of the two because it's a unique sculpt. Like,
yeah.
Love getting new Rangers, but the like when we get a villain, it's just like, oh, this is really cool. They took time. And like you said, like the jaw articulation on Messagog is the coolest part of it, I think. It's just like, yeah, we get to pose him and make his little like weird mouth, open mouth thing that he does. It's just really neat. Yeah. And like yeah, Lost Galaxy, Lost Galaxy Yellow looks like Lost Galaxy Yellow. It looks like she looks good. I mean, like the big complaint that everyone has had is that she doesn't come with the extended saber that we see so far.
Yeah.
We've not gotten a picture of like the full box with like all of the parts that come with it. So, I mean, I'm still kind of like, it might, but if it doesn't, I'm fine with that. Like, I'm not broken up about accessories. Just pose her in a different way. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Exactly. But,
yeah, it was funny that we got both of these like really back to back, and it was like, oh okay.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. I'm just like, I can't wait to get that Messagog. That's the one that I'm like most excited about because I'm just like, cool, we can post him with the other Rangers, and if we get Dino Thunder Black, which we know we're going to get at some point this year, we'll have a full team to be able to face off against him. Really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to look great. Just exciting. Yeah. So with that, also this week for Legacy Wars, it has been revealed that the Turbo Red Ranger will be added to the grid, along with a Turbo Green skin for the Zeo Green Ranger that's already in the game. Speculation is more than likely that this will be the Tommy version of Turbo Red, because he's like the one Infinity Gem that's still out there that has not been added into the game. No more real details other than the fact that this is coming. It makes sense. It's cool. We'll see how he plays. Any thoughts on Legacy Wars?
No, I mean, it makes sense at this point to add him. You know, you want to have everybody else in there. And so he makes sense as a smart character. So,
I mean, also with JDS passing, like, it makes sense to add the Tommies. Like, will that draw attention, but also it is going to like sell, air quotes, sell.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, but it'll be curious to see how he plays, because I think this will be the first like playable Turbo Ranger we'll have, because all we've had, well, no, we had Cassie. Forgetting about Cassie, how dare I?
And
I mean, and like Blue Ceteria, but like Ranger.
Yeah. I mean,
love Phantom and Sentinel or Blue Centurion. They're not. Whatever. Yeah. But Cassie, I feel like
you had your foot on the Twitter landmine, and then you were like, I'm good.
I'm good. Okay. But every time we have this whole debate, like, kind of like the fan fiction debate that is currently once again going through this whole fucking fandom, because, you know, slow news periods. But whatever. Yes, we will have another red, and Tommy will get another Tommy in there. So good for him.
Yeah.
But any other thoughts on like our news this week? It's kind of a light week, but some cool things came out about it.
Yeah, some cool things got revealed, and it should be good. So it'll be good.
Yep. With that said, we'll move into our episode discussion of Dino Fury. And this week, we're going to be discussing Season 2, Episode 19, Bad Vibes. And this episode was directed by Charlie Haskell, story by Alwyn Dale and Becca Barnes, with a teleplay by Johnny Hartman. And the description for this one is, when Izzy and Javi are hit by blasts from a special weapon, they're brainwashed into helping the Void Queen with her plot to steal the Sporix. I love this episode. This is a very good episode for a air quotes standalone episode. It's really not, though.
No, it's not. It's a prelude.
Yeah, it's a prelude, but it's also a continuation of like the whole villain plot that's been going on for the last like three episodes before this. But this is such a good episode. I mean, I was going to ask your thoughts on what you've already said. There's so much in this episode that I love. Predominantly, obviously, it's that they give Tessa and Chance the ability or the ability to play evil for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it's they do a whole thing where we get to see them interacting with their parents, like both before they're brainwashed and after. And they do this mm-hmm. really fun thing with both actors where they like have to pretend to still be normal, and it's all put upon, and it's very good.
Yeah, they have fun with it.
Yeah, like Tessa is mean mugging every time someone's not looking at her, and it's so good. Also, it tickles me. There's a scene where like Izzy and Javier are like kneeling before Void Queen and like groveling in front of her, and Chance is doing this like really. He's deepening his voice because he's now evil, and it's very funny to me.
it's very camp, and like they know it's not anything too serious. Like they both kind of just took it and had fun with it. Like it's kind of like when you get to, you know, you're working your job and like you get a new assignment for a day. That's really fun. Like they took that assignment and they ran with it. So I thought they did a really good job with that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I did love. There's that one point when Izzy and Javi are like, I can't remember the exact scene, but they do the flashing evil eyes, kind of like Tommy in MNPR. And I was just like, mwah, love that. Great little touch.
Yeah. And it's always fun when we get like the Void Queen suit outside of their evil base. Like, it's still really unreal to see that suit, like a suit that we thought we never would have gotten. And like, it really hits me how well it blended in with the villain theming of Ryu Soldier.
Well, yeah, and they did a great job, I think, on the Dino Fury side to make it fit with everything. I do want to give a shout out to not only the suit actors within the Void Queen and Void King costumes, but also, you know, the actors playing both of them, the vocal performance, because, like, I think it's such a good synthesis on both ends, and just both of those characters, like, every time they're on screen and interacting with one another, I love it.
It's something that we see from the villains every once in a while, because it's hard to also play a faceless villain because you have to use body language in addition to, as the suit actor, you have to use your body language and combine it with the voice acting, who then the voice actors have to match the body language. And I think that both of these combos come together really well for the voids.
Yeah, no, and it makes them really compelling. I also just like, I love how, like, hard they leaned into for Void Queen, the, like, I am the mother of the Sporix gimmick. I can't explain. Like, it's a thing I love, and it's such a good, like, trait. And, like, again, the performance of the suit actor and the voice actor lean into that as well. It's just dripping with this kind of, like, evilness that I love.
It's very fun.
I also really want to shout out the stunt crew in this episode because all of the original fight footage is so good in this season or in this episode specifically. There's one shot they use in the promotional that's in like the early part of the episode. And it's the one where the Pink Ranger like leaps onto a bit of like scaffolding and then like uses that to jump back down. It's just a really clean fight.
Yeah. It shows you just how far the stunt crew has really come. And how they've also tried to get more creative with the fight footage.
Yeah, and, like, also, they just, like, I can't imagine how difficult it is to be like, okay, we're gonna go to this area, we're gonna have them do X, Y, and Z, and just, like, have to do that on the daily. But I do really want to shout out that this team has done, like, such a great job of that, and, like, has given us some really dynamic action shots in this season.
I agree.
And I want to, like, also commend them, because I'm for the part they had in the ending of this episode, because it has like I think a lot of the fight choreography in that, and just the way that whole scene is blocked at the end when Void King breaks into the base is so good and has such like dramatic tension. Watching poor Solon get beat up breaks my heart.
That was really sad, but that scene was also really well done in general. Like I think, again, leaning back into the voids and their like gleefulness of evil, Void King kind of coming in and being like, oh, it's the dinosaur lady. Like, he remembered that she wasn't a lizard, she was a dinosaur. But also, like, he was like, oh no, don't get up, I've got what I need.
Yeah, there's, like, a humor to it that I really like that, too. It's a great way to end this episode and just like sets up like such a good tone for these like last three episodes of the season, which like you said, really feel like one big finale, even though they are three separate episodes.
Yeah. Well, and like in past seasons, in recent years, this would have been the penultimate episode.
Yeah. Oh, but no, instead, for sure.
But instead, the Dino Fury team decided, you know what, we're going to give it time to simmer and then go from there, which I think helps build the anticipation towards the finale.
I do also kind of want to really highlight, like, a thing that is great in this episode that they get to really play upon is kind of the family relationship among the Garcias.
Yes, yes.
Because there's a lot of fun, like, at the beginning with, like, Warden Garcia and, like, their Izzy and Javi's mom getting to be, like, flirty and playful together. We get, like, a fun payoff when they, like, do karaoke together, which is, like, only mildly cringy.
Yeah. Only mildly.
Only mildly. It could be so much worse. It is very Power Rangers, but it could be so much worse. But I do love that when the moment of, like, Izzy and Javi being broken out of the, like, spell is, like, them remembering all of the times they interact with them, and we wouldn't... That moment, I don't think, would work as well if we had not had those previous episodes. If we not had, like, Warden Garcia coming around to Javi, having that episode with Izzy and her mom, you know, and just having that moment... having those moments built in already really impacted this one a lot, and I really loved that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's also wonderful storytelling as well, because how Izzy and Javi are broken out of the spell is how another character will be broken out of their trance in a later episode. And it's a wonderful bit of like seeding things. And I had not thought about that until I rewatched this episode this time.
Yep. I'm here.
I was just like, it's a little.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's a little easy in this episode how quickly it happens, but when it happens in the later episode, I think it's a better payoff because of this. Yeah. The setup here.
It's nice little foreshadowing and setup. That's all we can say right now.
We can't really talk about it without talking about it. So it's so hard. I want to shout out Jane and Jayborg.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they get enough love. They get a lot of, like, really, like, eye-rolling, side-eyed from, I think, the fandom at large. I do love it. I did never notice until this episode that they have the same outfits on. Like, when they're in the office together and when they're, like, in costume. I never realized that they did that. And I was like, oh, that's cute. Okay.
Yeah.
love that.
And they've been doing that since the first episode. Like, I watched the first episode again the other day with a friend. And I clocked that immediately, like, that they were wearing variants of the same outfit.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, this is cute. This is how you connect the two of them. And I just, like, shout out to both those actresses. They do great jobs. They do wonderful with what they're handed.
They really do.
But, like, again, if you want to see why, like, Dino Fury is so good, like, this is one of the episodes I would hold up and be like, hey, this is a great episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I think anytime we have these, like, major plot point episodes, these always, because they're the ones I think that the writers actively were pushing for when they originally were doing the one season pitch. And so I think this is definitely one of those, like, this and the next three episodes combined kind of became their, like, tentpole moment of, like, this is what we want to see.
Yeah, like, you're absolutely, like, you kind of hit the nail on the head. This feels like one of the original episodes that were in that for like one season order, that when we ballooned them out to two, it kind of like they just shuffled it back a little bit. So good. I love it so much. Again, just we've shouted out a bunch of people, but this whole team, I think, like, deserves kudos, because again, this is just showing how good this show is and how good it can be, like, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
But any other thoughts on this episode?
No, I think it's overall a really strong episode. I think that we've said plenty of what there is, but I think it just continues to show us every week why Dino Fury is honestly what I would consider already one of the classic Power Rangers seasons. Like, this, the fact that we went into this season with, like, low expectations probably helped, but...
I mean, like, even it's still kind of wild. Like,
yeah.
I, like, low-ish expectations, but, like, we also coming off Beast Morphers, which we enjoyed, had issues.
We really enjoyed
to keep going. You know, we talked about it before. It is just like keep stepping up, and like it makes me really excited for Cosmic Fury, because like if we're, this is like each time we step up one, it can only get better.
Yeah.
There's also other reasons which we'll get into in the next three episodes that we're really excited about Cosmic Fury.
Yeah.
Because such good. There's so much goodness coming up in these next three episodes. Like I. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like Void Queen Lightning Collection figure win.
I'm sure it will be happening at some point.
Yeah, just do a 2-pack with her and Void Knight. You don't got to do Void King because I'm iffy on that kind of suit. But like Void Knight and Void Queen together, I'm here for it.
Yeah, it can work.
It could work. I know Derek would be first in line for that, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
not to call him out two episodes in a row.
No. He's fine.
His ears are burning somewhere.
Probably.
He'll be fine, for sure. But I guess with that said, that'll kind of wrap up our show for this week. It was a little short one, but we had a good time. We got to discuss a really fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're interested in reaching out to us, you can hit us up on Twitter at MayThePowerPod, which we probably need to go back and actually start posting on again, because we're both being we both let it slide a little bit. We'll get there. We'll get back there, guys, though. We'll post a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to, you can hit us up via email at maythepowerpod@gmail.com. Feel free to send us comments, suggestions, topic ideas, things you'd like to hear us discuss. Or if you're interested in coming on as a guest host, we're always happy to have someone new on and get to kind of hear their thoughts on the franchise, hear things they love, discuss different parts. You know, come on like Derek has done, like Zach has done, like Aubrey has done. All of them mm-hmm. have been great guest hosts, and we mm-hmm. want more. We have such fun when people come on. But if you want to find me, you can find me on most social media at ThespisPunk. And where can they find you, Kevin?
You can find me on assorted social media sites that may or may not be dead by the time that you listen to this, on some streaming platform in the future. But if you can find me, it's a BridgeMT or a BridgeMT3 mm-hmm. or a 3000. Just search for it. You'll find me. It's fine.
Anywhere there's a BridgeMT, it's likely Kevin.
Yes. that could backfire later on, but yes.
Yeah, okay. Unless they say something bad that gets someone, that would get someone canceled, then in that case, that wasn't Kevin. Covered?
For now.
Okay. But
Anyway,
with that said, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you joining us every week and getting to listen to us like rant and rave and go crazy about Power Rangers. We thank you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, as always, may the power protect you.